Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Friday of the 26th week in Ordinary Time, and the memorial of St. Francis of Assisi. Today's theme, as God's prophet, you are not alone. Every time we open our mouths to speak, we need to remember that we have a ministry of words, always. Nothing that is vocalized can be deleted from the air before penetrating the minds of those who hear us. Even our tone of voice conveys a message. So, too, the silent words of emails and blogs. Are our words always holy? Is there any reason why our words shouldn't always be holy? Jesus is our example of words and tones that reflect the kingdom of God. He says in our gospel reading today from Luke chapter 10 verses 13 through 16 that anyone who listens to you is listening to me, and anyone who rejects you is rejecting both me and the Father who sent me. See how important our words are? Do others hear Jesus every time we open our mouths? Well, shouldn't they be able to? Did Jesus ever take a break from speaking the words of his Father? As Christians, we serve as God's prophets. When we were baptized, we were joined to the ministry of Christ's priesthood, kingship, and mouth. We are Christ in the flesh for our contemporary world. Anyone who knows that we claim to be Christian gets either a good idea or a wrong idea about who Jesus is and what he is really like based on what they hear from us. Being a prophet is often a very sad ministry because too many people fail to see Jesus in us. Sometimes it's our fault, but sometimes, no matter how holy our words and no matter how purely we speak with love, the people who hear us have the same problem as the Israelites did in today's first reading from Baruch chapter 1 verses 15 through 22. They are only too ready to disregard God's voice. For many varied reasons, ranging from a faulty upbringing to freely made choices, they refuse to heed the voice of the Lord in the words of the prophets he sends. However, Jesus isn't finished talking to them yet. It's been said that a person has to hear the truth from 7 different people before it begins to change them. That number won't always be literally accurate, but it is true that multiple prophets are needed. When it's our turn, we don't know if we're the first, in the middle, or the last prophet whom God puts in their path. When they refuse to listen to us, it's important that we forgive them so that we convert our frustration into sadness instead of resentment. Then we can use our sorrow for prayer power. With yearning, ask God to soften their hearts through the circumstances and people who come their way. Remember, it's not you who's being rejected, it's Jesus. So don't take it personally. Let the rejection go through you to him where it belongs. He's the one who will figure out what to do next, not us. We are not alone in this. God will indeed send other prophets. In him there is always reason to hope. We are in partnership with Jesus and with the entire earthly body of Christ.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.